Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Maybe we didn't know it would be this group. Maybe we didn't know it would be this intense. But as a concept, we're like, yeah, that is sadly and despicably happening. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Good to be here. 317-239-9393. That is the number. See, I do give out the number. Google helped boost Obama-Clinton presidential runs while censoring Republicans. Duh. Who didn't know this? Even if you didn't know it, you knew it. Even if you didn't have proof of it, you thought it. That's how we view these groups. That's how we view these entities. As unserious about what they claim to be their goals and their missions. What does Google say? Do no harm? Isn't that like one of their mantras? Do no harm. I think that's like one of, don't be evil, that's it. It's their former motto. Now it's do the right thing, which I'm pretty sure is a Spike Lee joint. Google, according to the Media Research Center, which published a report alleging 41 instances of election interference by Google since 2008. If you push stories that are more helpful, if you suppress stories that are more harmful, if you push stories about that guy, but don't share much about this guy, so existing narratives can take hold in a positive or negative way. There's just no surprise here. There's no shock. The only question is, what is our plan to deal with this? Because it's very hard to deal with. These behemoths that we want to put stock in and faith in and utilize, by the way, how do we actually engage in combat? This is going to take us to the Supreme Court case that was heard yesterday. Regarding specifically whether or not the government can actually act in a way to say, all right, you can't say that. What happened to free speech? Well, we have security to worry about. Security to worry about. Security to worry about so much so that you're going to tell me I can't have a conversation? Well, what if that's exactly the conversation? What if the conversation is, does the government have a role to play? That was the argument being made, in my view, by Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. But you got to hear it for yourself. You'll hear it. We'll share it. You'll decide. I have that coming up next. Tony Katz, that's me, by the way. What's up? 93 WIBC, good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Brown Jackson say what it is we think she said, and the answer is yes. She did. But I think we should, as just a matter of being rational people, talk through an argument. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Great to be with you. As a basis for the conversation, because we're talking about the Supreme Court, I went to SCOTUS blog. If you have never been, you want to talk about like some seriously focused nerds. SCOTUSblog.com. Admittedly, it's excellent. You can go through cases. You can go through the petitions. All this is what they cover. They cover the Supreme Court, and they do it, in my view, outrageously well. Like when decisions are coming out, there are thousands of people. I mean, they have everything except a place to place your bet. Like if they had betting on the site, then it would be a home run. Thousands of people all commenting, well, what about this? Will they say that? And then as the decisions are coming out, they're doing the first skim and giving analysis. It's super nerdy. I'm not saying no. Excellent. Excellent resource. I don't know anybody there. I have no financial connection to them at all. I just think it's great. You might have a better one. I use this. The argument in front of the Supreme Court is a conversation about whether or not government can restrict communications with social media companies or engage in restricting social media companies' communications. So you've got Republican attorneys general in Missouri and Louisiana. This case was brought originally in Louisiana. You've got doctors and others saying that the government's effort to stifle them, to restrict quote-unquote misinformation, unquote, about COVID-19 and the vaccine and other things, that government's efforts violate social media users' right to free speech. We've discussed this before, and we in general agree with this premise. We say that it is acceptable to have a conversation, even online, that says, wait a second, what about this? A federal judge in Louisiana agreed, saying the federal officials violated the First Amendment because you could look at it as coercing or encouraging certain moderation of social media platforms. The judge in the case is a guy by the name of Terry Doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y. The order comes out, limited communications between the White House and several other government agencies with social media platforms. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit upholds the order. What it does, though, it narrows the application to a smaller group of officials, the CDC, the FBI, the White House. Now, we can argue, well, what about this group or that group, but leave it be for now. The Biden administration says, oh, hell no, and goes to the Supreme Court. So last fall, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, they put this Judge Terry Doughty's order on hold, and they decide to weigh in on the merits of the case, as SCOTUS blog describes it. So the argument in front of the Supreme Court is, we, the federal government, have a right to push for, in some areas, and in some cases, stopping information from getting out. Now, I don't believe that we believe that is true when it comes to our conversations on social media. But it could very well be true if a newspaper was going to engage in, how would I describe this? If a newspaper was going to drop some secret, some government secret, and the government said, hey, please don't print that yet, it's going to hurt the war effort, it's going to hurt this, it's going to hurt that. We know in our history that has happened. Without question, that has happened. So is that acceptable? And when we take a look at this idea of moderation, why just the social media companies? Would you have, I think it was Samuel Alito who brought this up. Would you have, to any extent, brought this to a newspaper, to the New York Times, whatever the case may be, and said, you can't do that? You did it to social media companies. But you may not have done it to a newspaper. So are you treating those differently? Now, we haven't thought about it maybe all that much, but the answer is, I think it's very clear that they would treat the Twitter of the past differently than they treat the New York Times. If only because they already have so much control of the New York Times and they needed to ensure they had control of Twitter, which is why they hate Elon Musk, because they have no control. You see how that flows. But it's an interesting idea, and it's an interesting question of whether or not there could be moments where a federal government could say, whoa, that's going to endanger a lot of people. I want to at least acknowledge that that is a conversation that one could have. The way Ketanji Brown Jackson brought it up was a little bit different. In her own words, the Supreme Court Justice.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. What would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems.
I want to go back to how she started this conversation, because within that is the issue.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government.
Isn't that kind of the point? You've seen a lot of people on social media make that point, and I think it is a very good one. Hamstringing the government. You mean our rights are making the government have to work harder? Oh, sure. The government can put out their own messages. But the problem is these other people are more popular and therefore they have to be stopped. Well, now that's a whole different conversation. That's an entirely different conversation than the hypothetical I brought up earlier about some government secret, let's say, which governments do have secrets, and I think that that's acceptable. I've always believed that. What's part of the reason we elect these people is to go do the job, and to do the job, they may have to know things amongst themselves. That is not to say I'm okay with all the bureaucracy and the agencies, please. I'd be ripping out agencies like it's my job if I was in charge. But what an odd statement. The statement is so odd that when I first heard it, I was like, huh. Like, I then went on to do, I was doing the midday show now. I had to do other parts of the show. You come back to it and you're like, that is a maddening statement.
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in...
The First Amendment hamstringing the government is far better than the government hamstringing the American citizen. So this was the argument. I've got more on this. I'll get to it on Tony Katz today. But Justice Jackson's statement here should give the rational person pause. Because hamstringing government is exactly what we are about. They are the ones who all have certain borders, certain parameters, certain guidelines. We're the citizen. We're the free ones.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Does not owe the MGM casino $50 million. I'm just here to bring you the news. I'm not here to tell you whether you like it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. There was a rumor out there about Bruno Mars, and I said, that is outrageous. And also, I'll believe anything, it turns out. The rumor.
Rumor has it.
Is that Bruno Mars owed the MGM Resorts $50 million in gambling debts. And he was paying it off via deals with the MGM, the properties in Las Vegas. MGM says, not true. We're proud of our relationship with Bruno Mars, one of the world's most thrilling and dynamic performers. I didn't know the extent to which people gamble. They gamble a lot. Never mind the people who have some level of addiction issue. People just love to gamble. They absolutely adore it, and they can't get enough of it. And things can get pretty bad. Things can get pretty bad. By the way, Bruno Mars is fantastic. If Prince and James Brown had a baby, this is what you'd get. Grammys. First time I really ever saw Bruno Mars, and I said, yeah, that's gonna work. There's a difference between the crowd that lip syncs and the crowd that auto-tunes and the guys who can do it and the ladies who can do it. Bruno's one of the guys who can actually do it. All the respect in the world. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Traffic on the fives. Matt Bear, what's going on?
What up, Tony? Northbound 37 slow from Empler Avenue onto 465 because of construction and 465 to 53 mile loop. The Outwaters here looking pretty good right now. All 53 miles are going nicely through the construction zones on the northeast side and the bad one on the south side. Everything's moving up to speed right now. Traffic sponsored by Drexel Interiors. Go where the pros go. Drexel Interiors for Timberlake Kitchen and Bath Cabinets. Visit Drexel's Design Centers at 146th Street and River Road or on North Shadeland online at drexelin.com. I'm Matt Bear with Traffic on the Fives. Follow us at WIBC Traffic.
28 degrees in the American Standard Heating Weather Center. The time is 6:45. So as I understand it, Trump cannot get the bond that he needs because of the judgment in New York, which was only meant to abuse. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Don't tell me that Letitia James did some good work. There was no crime, there's no victim. Trump inflated his assets to get favorable terms with banks. The banks were desperate to do work with Donald Trump. The money got paid back. What's the issue? The bank didn't do its due diligence, and therefore Trump's guilty? That is a weird play. Now, you might say, well, I don't like a guy who inflates his assets. I'm not going to vote for him. Correct. Don't vote for him. I get what you're saying. You have every right to do that. Go do it. As a matter of law, this is, of course, abuse. $460 million judgment or whatever it is. And he's got to come up with a bond. The problem is nobody's set up to do this. There's nobody set up to give this kind of bond. The bond is to keep the attorney general from seizing properties. But he can't get the bond. That means she starts taking buildings. And will people cheer? Will people cheer when they start taking Trump off of Trump Tower, right? That name in gold, they start taking it off. It's not Trump's anymore. I will remind everybody again. Letitia James, Bill de Blasio, Kathy Hochul, they never built anything. All those outrageous limousine liberal progressives have not built anything. All those woke folk never built anything. They have created zero for the betterment of New York. Not Trump. Trump created jobs and a tax base. Hate him all you want. I don't really care about that. He did what he did because of his ego. Jobs, homes, tax breaks. Tax bases. That's what he may have gotten some tax breaks, but that's what he created. New York is better off because of Trump, not because of Bill de Blasio, not because of Letitia James, not because of Eric Adams, not better off. I mean, that's just a reality. And one that has to be recognized. So we will see what comes of this. He's trying to get an extension. The deadline is Monday, next Monday. Who's going to give him anything, right? This judge isn't. This attorney general isn't. This attorney general ran for office, Letitia James, on the idea of getting Trump. I'm going to run for office by telling everybody I'm going to go after a citizen. She got elected. One of the many reasons I don't feel bad for New York. You could have had Lee Zeldin as your governor and things would be different. You chose Kathy Hochul. You chose Letitia James. You chose Alvin Bragg as your Manhattan District Attorney. This is what you get. And I'm starting to turn on the idea of, yeah, well, there are people there who don't want this. Well, what are they doing? This is an Indianapolis conversation, right? This is an Indianapolis conversation. You vote for Joe Hogsett for a third term. you vote for a communist to the city county council? I've done everything I can do. I can honestly address the situation. I can honestly engage the conversation. Andre Carson, you're on your own. What are you doing here? What are you doing? Now, for the people in areas of New York, they're like, yeah, what are we doing here? And then they move to Florida. The smart people, I'll take. They're more than welcome to move to Indiana. The fools, they can move to Florida. It's fine by me. But I don't know what I'm supposed to tell the people of Indianapolis. And so, I mean, I said this a while ago. Okay, this is what you want. This is who you are. This is what you want. Okay, I'll make my case and I'll move on. I cannot get invested anymore. And I'm still supportive of the city. Still want to see it grow and build. Somebody came to me yesterday. I was out and they were like, how come no one's discussing that the NIT, the championship's being held here in Indianapolis? And I said, I brought it up yesterday on air. And they're like, yeah, but no one, it's not getting discussed at all. Why is this not a big deal? The NIT is the second tier basketball championship, college basketball championship, right? There's March Madness, there's the NCAA championship, and then there's the NIT tournament. Indiana State is in that tournament. Butler is in that tournament. Butler plays a home game tonight. And then Indiana State plays a home game down there. Is that Terre Haute or is that Evansville? Tomorrow night. The Final Four of the championship is at Hinkle Fieldhouse. We talked about it yesterday. I want to see the place full. I want to see it do good work for Indianapolis. I want to see us make some loot out of it. I want to see people have a good time. No one's talking about this. Of course we are. I live here. I want to see it be successful. But there's nothing I can do for people who will vote for a communist. There's nothing I can do who will vote for people who will vote for a third term of Joe Hogsett. A guy who won't talk to you in public, but if he sees you out, he'll try and shake your hand. Happened. Happened. You guys know that story. I was at some event. It was in a restaurant, a hospitality kind of place. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going over there. Hogsett's over there. I'm going to stay over here. I am not going over there. I am not. This is not my house. I am not causing a scene, not doing it. And he came over to shake my hand. And I wouldn't shake his hand. What are you doing? Do you think this is a game? You want to talk to me? I've got 5 microphones and no waiting. Go right ahead. Call in. Let's talk about subjects. But you're gonna in private. Everyone's having a cocktail. You'd be like, "Hey, Tony, how you doing?" No, that's not how I operate. It's not how I think reasonable, rational, decent people should operate. And reasonable, rational, decent people wouldn't elect Joe Hogsett to a third term, nor Andre Carson, nor would they elect the commie. Oh, Indy, how come I'm fighting for you and you're not fighting for yourself?
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
That is Tara Hastings right there with the cold. Savagery. So ridiculous. This is why I'm going to Vegas.
Ooh.
This is exactly why. Yeah. I will be there. I leave sometime this week. And then my job for like 4 days is to smoke cigars and eat.
And drink bourbon, obviously.
Well, I mean, but I don't consider that part the job.
Oh, okay. The smoking the cigars is a part of the job?
No. I didn't say that part of the job either. Yeah, no.
I love it.
Eating. Yeah, honestly, I'm just going there to do what I already do here, basically.
Oh.
Basically. But I just want to watch more drunk people when I do it.
Oh, I love people watching and that kind of, right? Yes, that kind of setting.
Do you like
that
people
is good
watching people or do you watching. Like drunk people watching?
Oh, I like it all. I like it all.
Oh. So where in Indy is your people watching place? Or do you figure, you know, you've got toddlers and that's enough?
I mean, pretty. Yeah, I don't do it anymore because I'm watching what they're doing. They're running all around.
Right. Right. Like they're drunk.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. Toddlers are fun.
Oh, I'm learning all about it. Oh, yes.
Well, just so we're all clear, we all understand each other as one parent to another, it gets tougher from here. Enjoy!
Can't wait.
Right. That's my bit of uplift for the day.
Thank you.
Oh, every age is a treat. No, some of it just sucks, but it's part of the deal.
It is.
There are times that suck. It doesn't suck. There are times. That is reality. There are times where you're like, this is nonsense. This is crazy town. But then you know, it gets better.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you believe that. You're right. What is wrong with me? I am not the guy. Wow. I am having a trouble with my uplift today. Children are a joyous thing. I say go make more. Why are you even talking to me? See, now I just took it in a whole nother awkward direction.
Our family's complete. We're good.
All right. By the way, I get paid to do this.
You do. I love it.
Yeah. Is that amazing? Couldn't find anybody else. Could not find another person to just, you know, this. That's Tara Hastings right there with the laugh from Wish TV. Tara, thank you. We appreciate it. Go make babies. 27 degrees in the American Standard Heating Weather Center. Hey, I'm just trying to make everybody happy. The time is 7:09. Attorney General of New York, we were just talking about her, Letitia James, terrible person. Never mind that you run for office to go after one person, specifically Donald Trump. I don't care what you think about Donald Trump. Running for office, saying I'm going to go get that guy, very un-American thing to do. There is now an accusation, federal lawsuit, saying the New York Attorney General is accused of bullying women. This, of course, about the fact that women are not men and men are not women. This is, again, another conversation about trans this, trans that, trans the other. And the idea that you have these federal agencies, these state agencies, telling women, you just have to deal with it. Deal with what? Well, you have to deal with men in women's locker rooms. You don't get to say no. You have to accept the quote-unquote competition. You don't get to say no. In Nassau County, which is a Republican stronghold, they've issued an executive order via Nassau County Executive banning trans women and girls from competing in all-female sports. Letitia James has put forth a cease and desist order against the county. The New York Civil Liberties Union files a lawsuit on behalf of a women's roller derby team, calling the order harmful, transphobic. So I bring this to you, not because it's a New York story. Who cares about New York stories? We were told here in Indiana because of the blue line, that the state has no right to tell the city what to do. That's what all of these anti-car activists said. And they're all anti-car activists. They don't want you having a car. They don't want cars on the roads. It's not about traffic calming. It's not about safety. That's all a lie. I'm calling them liars. It's about getting cars off the road. It's about the green agenda. But never mind that. They said that the state of Indiana should have absolutely no say in what it is Indianapolis does. And oh, the so-called opinion writers at the Indy Star, they're, oh, see, we should let the cities do. Who does the state think they are? We should let the cities do whatever. Why can't Nassau County say, we don't let women compete with men or men compete with women here? Where is the state to get involved in that? Who the hell do they think they are? Why don't they just sit down and shut their mouths? They're disgusting, bigoted, women-hating mouths. Come on, Blue Line people. Let's go. Answer the question, please. You don't like being treated like that. Okay. Well, I can imagine how business owners felt being bullied by members of the city county council. But we'll assume that it's the same. And we'll say, you know what? We really shouldn't do that. Why can't Nassau County say this is how we do it? Why is the state getting involved? I look forward to answers that will never make sense. Because sometimes the state has purview is the answer. You just can't get yourself to admit it. By the way, the blue line's a terrible idea. Dedicated bus lanes are a terrible idea. And it should all be gone. Said it, meant it, not apologizing. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Sometimes the college degree just isn't worth it. It's not that I'm anti-college, for the record. It's that I truly believe that it is not for everybody. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. I don't believe it is the mark of a decent person. I believe in trade schools. I believe in community college. I believe in boot camps and all other ways to engage in education. One does not always have to spend the money and deal with the insanity. This, from the people over at CNBC, are the 16 worst-paying college majors 5 years after graduation. Oh, let's see what you are writing a check for and why you're wrong. Now, sometimes I don't understand why you don't know that you're wrong. I don't know why people, if your child is getting a degree in gender studies, I don't know why you're doing it. I don't. But sometimes you're like, well, it's so important. Okay. Here they are. The vast majority of these are tied. And it shows the median salary within 5 years of graduation. So if I pick general social sciences or history, fine arts, nutrition sciences, psychology, anthropology, social services, they all pay $40,000 a year 5 years after graduation. Oh, I had the conversation about history with my oldest. I absolutely had that conversation. If you major in history, you're going to be either A, a lawyer, you're going to have to go to law school, or B, you're going to be a history professor, which means the guy who taught you in that history class has to die. So when you're taking the class, you might want to check their health. Because if they're pretty healthy, pretty young, you're not getting the job. History is a very narrow track. And you can always read a history book or two or 106. Kids, an avid reader. Majoring in history, that's an issue. It creates just less opportunities. And that's really the story here. If I have a degree in psychology and I'm just am doing that, it might be narrow. But if I can apply that to some other enterprise, if I have a little bit of entrepreneurial get up and go, well, then there might be great opportunity. So all of those, including elementary education, early childhood education, $40,000 a year, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, 5 years after graduation. The worst one, tied, liberal arts, performing arts, theology, and religion. Now, somebody who's majoring in theology, you can argue that's a calling, and you can argue that performing arts is a calling. You can argue these things. You just can't argue that it doesn't necessarily pay well. Being an actor doesn't pay well. Only when you hit does it pay well. It's like saying, I'm going to go play in the NBA. No, you're not. Oh, yes, I am. Better have a plan B. Hope those ankles hold out. You know, it can't be a game plan that's rational. It's luck. There are tremendous actors out there who never get discovered, never get more than the character role. None of it makes sense. None of it makes sense, but it just is. That's just reality. I like reality. I like it when people are honest and clear and focused. I like it when they speak with that clarity. That brings us to the popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's the story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. I'm not super familiar with everybody on the Kansas City Chiefs, but I know that Harrison Butker is their kicker. And when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl and then they had a parade and then there was a shooting at the parade, everyone decided, well, now we have to get the Chiefs players on record about gun control. And so there's a show called In Depth. I guess maybe it's in Kansas City. And Harrison Butker is asked about this idea of gun control. And Harrison Butker has got a theory.
I do want to ask, there is a debate in this country over the best way to curb gun violence after being so close to it.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Yeah. I had to do a lot of thinking about what took place at the parade. I know gun violence was a big discussion, but at the end of the day, this is degenerate violence and it should not be occurring. I think we need strong fathers in the home. I think we need men that are leading, that are setting good examples, that are teaching the young men in our society that violence is not the way to handle our disputes. It's very unfortunate what happened. Unfortunately, many, many children were injured. A beautiful young lady was killed over someone getting offended and turning to violence to handle that dispute. It's so sad. I don't think guns are the issue. I think we need fathers in the home that are being great examples for our youth.
All of a sudden, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Just like that. I like rational thought. I like honesty. And he's right.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
At WIBC Traffic.
See, Matt was talking about WIBC Traffic. And then, here's what happened. Matt was talking traffic. By the way, Matt, we missed you.
Thanks, man.
You can't. You can't take days off. Look what happened.
Dogs and cats living together, man.
Meg, seriously, the equipment doesn't know how to work. People are lost. Literally, Kurt Darling in the WIBC newsroom was staring at your desk and for 2 days did nothing but scream, "Why?" It was crazy.
But that happens when anybody leaves. That's just.
And then the board, right? The equipment breaks. Producer Carl's falling apart. He's like, wait, Matt Bear is back. I don't know what to do. Seriously. Don't leave.
I'm sorry. This is my fault, and I will correct my behavior from here going forward.
You understand that we've taken a poll of the WIBC audience. They don't give a damn about the rest of us. If Rob Kendall ran himself into a tree head first, the audience wouldn't care as long as you were around.
I would care. I like Rob a lot.
No, they actually said they did. It's not they said they didn't care. They said they would laugh. They said they would laugh. But they only care about you.
This is so not true.
Oh, science.
You've been saying this all the time, and it's not true. It's
science.
No, it's not science. It's not the Pythagorean theorem.
If I was replaced by a duck, half the audience wouldn't even notice. But if you're not here for 5 minutes, they fall apart.
I don't think that's true.
That's science.
Hey, it's great to be here, though. I'm having a good day. I mean,
I'm going to do a commercial now.
Make that money.
All right. Everybody tune in because this is how Matt gets paid. See? That's what we'll start doing. Now I've got your attention. Having this conversation about Harrison Butker, who's the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Find everything I do over at TonyKatz.com. And he was asked in an interview because of the shooting that took place for the Super Bowl parade, right? The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. They have this championship parade, and the shooting took place. He's asked about gun violence, and he said, yeah, I don't think the issue is gun violence. I think the issue is we don't have fathers in the home to teach young boys how to be men, basically what he's saying. And I'll post it. We'll post it to WIBC.com. I'll put it up at TonyKatz.com. And Memento Mori there on X says he's got a point. I'd like to see the updated stats, and goes to this piece about children in poverty by family structure, right? A home with a father versus a home without a father. And it's Benny Johnson, who's not my guy. I'll get into it another time. He writes, the real privilege in America is having a father, because poverty rates are less when there's a father in the home. That is the wrong approach. Privilege is not having a father. And I know that there are people who try and engage this. See, if you come from a home with a mother and a father, you've got privilege. No, that's about responsibility. I made this kid. I'm going to raise this kid. I'm going to feed this kid. I'm going to sacrifice for this kid because I did this. Responsibility is not akin to privilege. Oh, you want to talk about something to fight about. Responsibility is what you have because your soul demands it. Your mind demands it. I did this. I created this. I'm responsible for this. And that happens in a society that culturally teaches that responsibility is valuable and good, and that sacrifice is actually valuable and good. A society that teaches instant gratification and you don't have to do this and this one owes you can't be a good society. It's a destructive society.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Why am I not a liberal? Exactly those reasons. Fatherhood is not a privilege. It is a responsibility. I didn't say that it wasn't a joy. But it is something very different. It's the same way I explain to my children constantly. Always remember, I am your father. I am not your friend. I have a much different role to play. It doesn't mean that we don't have a good time together. It doesn't mean we don't talk. It doesn't mean we don't laugh. It doesn't mean we don't cry. But I am not your friend. Your friend is your friend. I'm your father, and it is a much different job. And one that I take very seriously and with joy. Privilege. Nah. It's a responsibility. That if you're going to engage the good time that one night, late after a couple drinks, you better be prepared. Responsibility is a good thing, and we need much more of it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Governor Holcomb vetoes the anti-Semitism bill. And I guess there's a couple ways this could be looked at. And there is an extent to which he was in between a rock and a hard place. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. The anti-Semitism bill in Indiana was a mess. So it starts with this idea that there's a definition of anti-Semitism that is necessary. We have to, in America, start from a baseline. We all have to be talking about what is anti-Semitism? How do we define it? So there is a definition that came from the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance that defines anti-Semitism. And it comes with examples. I think there's 11 different examples. This has been picked up by a series of states. And Indiana looked at this and said, we're going to do this. And then the Republicans, remember, we have a supermajority here. You wouldn't know it, but we have a Republican supermajority here. They got pushback. So Chris Jeter, who is the representative who brought the legislation, said, okay, we need a change here. You've got the Speaker, Todd Houston, saying, as the compromised bill continued to be scrutinized after passage, we recognized that more clarity is needed. You had a piece of legislation that, for the record, I opposed. Oh, please. I have some Jews who look at me askew. It's okay. They did before this. Legislation like this leads to hate crimes legislation. And I oppose all hate crimes legislation. There's no such thing as a hate crime. Like, there's no such thing as hate speech. A crime is a crime. If you rob me, if you rob somebody else, it's not more of a crime because I'm Jewish. It just isn't. It is an insult to that other person, and I don't want to have to stand for that. Well, see, they had in their mind that they hate this group of people or that group of people, and that's why they committed the crime. Yeah, they're awful people. The crime is the crime. I am undeterred, and I will fight people on hate crimes legislation gladly. I believe that the idea of this would lead down that road, and so I opposed it. But I understood the idea of words have meaning, and you want to have a definition. So, okay. Okay. You're going to go forward and you're going to do this. Fine. But then Jeter and Republicans got some back talk and got scared and decided, well, we'll change it. And then they decided, no, we'll use the definition from the IHRA, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, but we won't use the examples. What are you doing? And I said on, it might have been on the Midday Show, but I believe I said on one of the shows, this is the most cowardly thing. This is ridiculous. What's the value of a supermajority? You can't get this done. You can't do it. You can't just be normal. So Holcomb has vetoed the legislation. And in saying so, said, and I quote, "The language that emerged in the final days of the legislative session fails to incorporate the entire International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition and its important contemporary examples. Additionally, the confusing language included in the bill could be read to exclude those examples. Therefore, I must veto." There are people who are happy about this, people who are not happy about this. There are some who argue that's right, you got to have the full definition with the examples, and some who said something would be better than nothing. The question, of course, is, do we really need this stuff? I mean, is this who we are, Hoosiers? We need to define this? Are we going to define everything, everywhere, all the time? I get that argument, and I am in many ways sympathetic to that argument. That this is necessary is madness. But I would say in that same way, the idea that we would need legislation so that people who have a different thought process other than a progressive thought process aren't under scrutiny constantly in colleges, in universities, that you would need to say that out loud, that's nuts, except you needed to say it out loud. Our problem and our shared angst is that we have allowed society to go so far off the rails that the basics have to be reapplied. And we find the basics being reapplied insulting. But indeed, it is necessary. If we are honest, this is what goes back to the RFRA conversation. We had to state with clarity that people are allowed religious freedom outside of their homes. And people went crazy. And by the way, I opposed RFRA. You'll notice I have a common thread. I oppose these things. I'm covered by the Constitution. I think we're set. But what is happening is that maybe we're not. And we need to reset and redefine to ensure that we are set. And it's maddening. I'm with you. It's crazy that we have to do this. So of this veto, yeah, I'm down with it. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm much more bothered by a Republican Party that can't get its head out of its butt. I mean, you do look ridiculous, Republicans. And you did it to yourself. You couldn't get this one over the finish line. Holy cow. Sales of homes in central Indiana slipped for the 25th straight month. Yet, home prices are up. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. This from the Indianapolis Business Journal. Higher prices, declining inventory. So closed existing home sales in the 16-county area dropped about, was that 60 homes, February 2023 to February 2024, a decline of 1.7%. But the median sale price for a home rose 1.8% to $280,000 because there are no homes. In February of 2023, there were approximately 4,200 homes for sale in the area. Last month, 3,200. That's down 22.6%. There are also many more new listings, but we're now in March and we're getting into the season of people selling their homes because they want to get in before the new school year begins. I mean, this is the season. Interest rates are, this is a dumb way to say this, to an extent favorable. because the last I checked, which was yesterday, 30-year fixed mortgage was 6.87%. And you say to me, I'm sorry, did you say 6.87%? Yes, but that's a lot better than in November when it was 7.78, or a lot better than in February when it was 7.25, down almost half a percent. And there are plenty of people realizing they can't rent in this market because holy McGarbage, our rent's high. The rent is too damn high. And they're like, all right, I guess we'll buy. All right, it's below 7%. I guess now's the time. Interesting stuff. But I find the sales fascinating. But that there are more listings, I would assume that realtors would tell me, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense in how it goes. Marion County closed sales were down 0.9% from a year ago. Hamilton County down 16.2% because nobody's selling their house. I assume it's because nobody can pay for those homes, right? The prices are too high. Johnson County sales are up 27.8%. Why? Houses are more affordable. Do I have it right? I got to assume I have it right. This is actually really an excellent, excellent breakdown over at the IBJ. Worth checking out right there, Indianapolis Business Journal. Full disclosure, I have no business relationship with the Indianapolis Business Journal. I just like what they do. I don't get me wrong, I would. This is the same thing that's true about the Indy Star, which I should get into this. They actually allowed an opinion piece that was really interesting, and it's from Michael Hicks, who I disagree with on a great number of things. It's not that every part of it is perfect. He just gets the concept so incredibly right. The headline of his piece: if Indiana colleges wanted equality, they'd admit more men. Oh, damn! You got to read it. So same thing is true of the Indy Star as with the IBJ. I would write for those places. I would do opinion for them, Daddy's got to get hired. I don't know. I do opinion here. You want opinion over there? Got to write a check, and it'll be different opinion. I mean, it won't be contrasting opinion. It'll just be different stuff that I do on the radio. Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, buzz, and I'm still going to criticize when you fail. That's going to happen. Honesty is always the best policy. Trust me when I say I don't see it happening anytime soon. The offer's been out there for forever. Still nothing. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Like abortion. I mean, they're just cuckoo crazy for it. It rules their whole life. It is everything they're about. You may not be familiar with Olivia Rodrigo. I can't tell you that I know a single one of her songs. No idea, actually. Don't think I could pick her out of a lineup, but neither here nor there. It doesn't matter. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. She's allowed to have her career. Go get them. At her shows, she just did a show in Missouri, as is reported, she's handing out condoms and free morning after pills. And here is how Yahoo Entertainment writes the headline: Olivia Rodrigo hands out free morning after pills, condoms at Missouri show. How she's championing reproductive health care on tour. She's handing out morning after pills. That's not reproductive health care. She's championing killing. I mean, just if we're just being clear about what words mean, the morning after pill is not about reproductive health care. That's kind of nutty. Literally, there are pamphlets that read, funding abortion is a good idea, right? Wow. That's special. And when I say special, I mean insane. This is, you're sending your young daughters to this show? It's one thing to make an argument that society wants places where abortion is acceptable. Rape and life of the mother, they've stated this, that they want this. It's another thing to celebrate killing. And you pro-abortion folk are weird. You are very, very weird. Now, I didn't have any plans of discussing this, but I'm going to have to. Maybe I'll just get to this on Tony Katz today. There's this weird bit of movement going on. That the cable news outlets have decided, let's go find in conversations about Israel and Biden and Schumer's talk about having elections. Let's go find Jews that say Trump is bad and Biden is good. Like, they're aggressive about this. And I feel that there's a need to say you're all nuts. What happens when your ideology overcomes your humanity? But I'll get to that on Tony Katz today at noon. Rather, I bring you this. The story begets a story. This was from the New York Post. This is the headline. Violent vagrant has terrorized New York City neighborhood for a decade, but somehow remains free. And you're like, okay, tell me more. I want to know more about this vagrant. There's a 33-year-old, big, giant rap sheet, shoplifting, punching women, threatening local merchants. But somehow this guy who is a registered sex offender, they don't do anything about him. He just gets to walk around the neighborhood going after people. Bodega owners literally say, hey, I keep weapons just for this one guy. He's been arrested by police a dozen times since 2022. Sent to court for arraignment every time, only to be released. 39 times he's been arrested since 2011. Assault, robbery, criminal mischief. And yet somehow he's still on the street. The claim is that he is deaf and mute. So he can't communicate. So what? This is what he does? This story begets a story. This is why the mafia exists. You understand that, right? If we go back and take a look at any level of history, certainly there was the idea of organized crime. And I'm not condoning it. I'm just stating reality here. But there was something else to it. There was something else to Omerta, this thing of ours, which was the idea that when the law wouldn't, they would. And there was a level of peace. Now, I'm not saying that this is actually the way to do things through organized crime. You got to go and you got to ask the Godfather to clean up your streets. One day I will need a favor. And that day may never come. Right? I'm not arguing that that's what you want. I do argue that a neighborhood that will accept this and have to live like this and doesn't gather together to do something about it, I find that to be odd. Everyone should be terrorized? You mean after all these years nobody's reached out? After all these years there's no way to stop it? That doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem rational. And I would also argue that letting people out of asylums didn't work. There are people, so a lot of people who claim mental illness, they're not mentally ill. But there are plenty of people who are, and they're just not fit for society. We have to accept this as a reality, as part of the bell curve. And maybe the whole, we empty out the asylums, we don't do this, it didn't work. And we should recognize it. Because there's going to come a moment where people won't accept this anymore. And I'm not sure that's the best thing for all of us. Matt.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
To fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Dow futures down 88. NASDAQ futures down 144. Everybody's waiting on the Fed. What are they going to do? And everyone now discussing what we've been discussing. Rate cuts aren't coming. Rate cuts are not happening. A rate cut in March? Nope, not going to be the case. Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, has already stated such. People who were thinking that we will get a soft landing, meaning we'll get out of inflation without recession, they might be rethinking that, right? Certainly, in the month of February, the idea of recession fell when there were surveys, but inflation just went up. So let's see if that's the case. Unilever is splitting off its ice cream unit. Part of that is Magnum, and part of that is Ben & Jerry's. Because nobody wants to deal with Ben & Jerry's nonsense garbage. Don't buy Ben & Jerry's. I mean, in the end, I can't stop you from buying ice cream. But these guys, you want to talk about garbage positions politically, specifically on Israel. Ben & Jerry's said there should be a return of stolen U.S. indigenous land. Go be fools on your own time. I will gladly eat Haagen-Dazs. Gladly do it. But I think that Unilever is moving this because they are just not interested in the crazy. They can make all the business considerations they choose, but I think this is one of them. The world is crazy. We don't have to be. And I know it's Tuesday. It's not Thursday. But I was in the mood for a little bit of music. It's the TK Thursday Music Moment on a Tuesday. Brought to you by Kill a Dent Removal, Paintless Auto Dent and Hail Removal Pros, killadentremoval.com. The hail damage repair, the paintless dent removal, the door ding repair, mobile dent repair, they will come to you. Check them out online. Kill a Dent Removal, killadentremoval.com. That's where you go. And then, boom, you don't have any more dents. I was in the mood because things are already a bit nutty. I'm like, Let's whoa it up. Let's slow it up. Let's breathe. Let's relax. So in order to do so, I went to 2009. Now, I have done other things from Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears before. But I thought it might be appropriate with what's going on with the economy to do a little bit of I'm Broke. From the album, Tell 'Em What Your Name Is. And yes, I did edit it for radio. Oh, yeah. I had to do it. So here's the deal. You roll down the window in your car. You turn up the speakers in your office, wherever it is you are. You step outside with your drink. I don't know if it's coffee or something else. I don't judge. And you take a moment not to be crazy. The world is crazy. We don't have to be. It's a little Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. Hit it. that song. That works. Well, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. If you head over to WIBC.com and you click on All Things Tony Katz, I think they have now consolidated me. It just says Tony Katz instead of the two shows. And everything is there. And boom, there's a link to the Tony Katz Thursday Music Moment. And you can click on that and get everything that we've ever done. And be like, finally, a worthwhile playlist in my life. It's right there. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
There's a poll from Politico and Ipsos that states that if Donald Trump were to be convicted, independents could be swayed. Right? So the polling shows that 44% of the respondents to this poll would have no impact on their likelihood of support for President Trump. But 36% of independent voters say they would be less likely to support Trump if he is found guilty. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. Interesting data. 32% of Americans say they would be less likely to support Trump if he's convicted. 13% say they would be more likely to back Donald Trump. Right now, I don't know the odds of him being convicted, being found guilty. I don't know how that's going to go. It depends on the case. Depends on how things turn. A whole series of things. But this case in New York about the hush money, I've never understood the hush money case. I don't understand what the issue is. You had a dalliance with Stormy Daniels. You paid her to stay quiet. That sounds like standard operating procedure. Basically, it's an NDA after the fact. What's the issue here? I still don't get it. I never understood it when it was being discussed. I don't understand it now. Paid hush money. Oh, that's right. He paid it from this bank account when he should have paid it from that bank account, and that's why it's a crime. We're all just nutty here. And then there is the Elon Musk, Don Lemon interview. Of course, Don Lemon, for a hot second, had a show on X that I guess he had worked out a deal with Elon Musk and said, hey, you want me to do a show on X? Here's what I demand. Allegedly, the demands included a free Tesla Cybertruck, a $5 million upfront payment on top of an $8 million salary, and an equity stake in X, and the right to approve any changes in X policy as it relates to news content. There's no way that's real. Lemon, in doing this interview with Musk, demanded a private jet flight to Vegas, a suite for him and his fiance, and that X pay for their day of drinking and massages. All of this tells me I really need to renegotiate my contract. I did not ask for enough. What mistakes I'm making. But the interview that Lemon did, and Lemon, pompous, as I have said, I think he wanted this. This was an act of self-sabotage, this interview. He wanted to burn it all down. Don Lemon really thinks he's the conscience, of America. Check out this exchange, because this got released. It looks so much worse for Don Lemon.
We don't agree on this.
Yes, you want censorship and I don't.
No, I don't want censorship at
all.
Yes,
you do.
No, I want responsibility. I think
you desperately want censorship
No, if I want a censorship...
You want censorship so bad you can taste it.
No, that's not true. It's not true. I think that there's right and wrong. And I think that when you have a platform that's as big as yours and as powerful as yours and as influential as yours, and you are a person of consequence to the world with what you do, that there is a certain responsibility that goes along with what you have on your platform and what you put out to the world. And I think that's important. You don't see that responsibility.
I think we have a responsibility to adhere to the law. And if people want the law changed, they should talk to their elected representative and get the law changed, and then we will adhere to the law.
Okay.
But if you want us to go beyond the law, that is us deciding to be censors.
So,
and I'm against censorship. I'm in favor of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And freedom of speech only is relevant when people you don't like say things you don't like. Otherwise, it has no meaning.
As we have discussed many times, free speech is not for the speech that you love. It's for the speech that you hate. But Don Lemon in this interview, he's telling you he's a dictator. And he wants it, but he'll be a benevolent one. It's what he's telling you.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.